Do you think that young people are influenced by professional athletes in the way they live their lives?
Yeah, I do. I know a couple people who have relatives that are professional athletes, and they seem to tailor their lives to their older brothers' or their cousins' lives.
And what does it mean when you find out that an athlete's involved in drugs?
Well, it changes their image, and then a lot of people, they lose their respect if they have respect for them, or they don't like that player, and it's bad for their image.
The location is Edmonton, Alberta. And the hero of this high school student happens to be Wayne Gretzky, a hockey player. Now, if you're a hockey fan, you know how the 22-year-old center has rewritten the NHL record book, how 2 seasons ago, in only his 3rd year in the league, he scored so many goals and assists, it was the equivalent of a baseball player hitting 78 home runs in a season, 17 more than Roger Maris. If you're not a hockey fan, you should simply know this. He may very well be the finest athlete in any sport of his era. As the most famous player in his sport, Gretzky is acutely aware of the way young people relate to sports stars.
They look up to athletes and not idolize athletes, but they admire athletes and they admire the professionalism, they admire the money they make, they admire the traveling. They really look up to that and they see that and they say, geez, I want to be that when I get older.
But what happens when the exploits of athletes start showing up on the police blotter instead of the sports pages? 4 Kansas City Royals plead guilty to cocaine charges. Green Bay Packer running back admits cocaine dependency. 2 Cincinnati Bengals suspended. L.A. Dodger relief pitcher suspended. Wayne Gretzky wonders if parents are starting to ask themselves, would you want your son or daughter to grow up to be a jock?
It's a great life. It's a great way to earn a living. You get to meet great people, you travel, you see the world. And it's getting to the point where parents are saying, I'm not letting my son be an athlete. Look at those guys. I'm going to let him do something else.
Gretzky's concerned his profession is getting a bad rap. It's not that he wants the problems with drugs and alcoholism swept under the rug. He just wishes more players and their teams would quietly take the steps toward rehabilitation outside the glare of public attention.
It's almost a fad, if you know what I mean. It's almost like because one of the greatest baseball players in the game says he's got a problem, and a guy comes out of the blue and says, well, I got a drug problem, I better get rehabilitated and get my name in the paper. I mean, it's silly, and I got tired of picking up the paper and reading somebody saying I had a problem, now I'm cured. It's too bad.
Like it or not, the hat trick and the drug bust, the shutout and the drunk driving arrest are duly reported.
I mean, we're human beings, and we're high-profile people that have an obligation, and yet we're people, and people make mistakes.
Is it important to you that a sports hero like Wayne Gretzky leads a clean lifestyle?
Oh, yeah, for sure, because everyone looks up to him.
The way they play and people watch him, they look up to him.
Well, I think they can provide a very good example that people look up to him, so that way they've got a lot more influence in, say, Mr. Policeman, which is always, quote, the bad guy. Mm-hmm. So I think they do have a job to do as well as everybody else.
I don't like anybody who's into drugs. I mean, so if I knew someone, one of my sports heroes was on drugs, I would admire him as much as I used to.
To a barely mature kid who makes it as a professional athlete, the combination of huge paychecks, public acclaim, pressure to excel, and loads of idle time can lead to drinking or drug abuse. But not for Wayne Gretzky, who turned pro at age 17 and achieved superstar status at 20. He's never been interested in experimenting with drugs, and he credits his parents. They knew their son possessed athletic skills far above average, and they impressed upon him at an early age what potential he had and how easily it could be wasted. The young Gretzky knew they had nothing to worry about, though. He was only interested in playing hockey. At 16, he wanted to move from his small hometown of Brantford, Ontario, to Toronto, where he could play on higher-caliber junior hockey teams. His parents were afraid he'd be introduced to drugs.
And I remember saying to my dad, I said, basically, sit right here and give me $100, and I can bring back whatever you want in a city of 60,000 people. It really floored my father, but it was the truth. It's there, and it's part of society now, and it's everywhere. You don't have to be in a big city to have it.
But in the big leagues, the temptations are greater. In the fast lane of sports, the drugs are better, the diversions more seductive. Wayne Gretzky's friends include some of the big names in entertainment and sports. His portrait has been painted by Andy Warhol. He hangs out with Martina Navratilova, TV host Alan Thicke, and Fee Waybill of The Tubes. By his own admission, he likes to drink beer. But if anybody's ever seen him ingest anything stronger than a couple of Molsons, they're not talking. The fact is, no one's got the dirt on Wayne Gretzky, because there is none. He is truly the All-American boy, or he would be if he wasn't Canadian. His coach, Glenn Sather.
He's been well brought up. His mother and father have done a tremendous job in raising him. He knows where his values are, and he's a hockey player, and he's a hero that knows where his place in life is. And Wayne's very comfortable, and, you know, I think the image that he has is a true image.
In order to maintain that image, Gretzky has to watch where he goes and who he socializes with. When the drugs come out, it's time to leave.
Well, you have to, because basically, if you don't, number one, if anything happens, you know, people say you're innocent until proven guilty, which is true, but just being there, you're part of it.
But Gretzky doesn't have that problem too much. He says he enjoys being friends with some of the most accomplished people in the worlds of sports and entertainment, and they don't do drugs.
The thing is that I find the people who are around the longest, the people who do the best job day in and day out, the most qualified people, are the ones who don't do it. And the ones who do it eventually catches up to them.
As for the professional athletes who do indulge in drugs?
As long as I'm not socializing with them and with them at functions that they want to do that kind of stuff, then I wouldn't respect them. But I respect them as athletes and what they do in their profession and how well they do it. And what they do in their life, basically, like I said, is their own life. And Wayne Gretzky is not going to change the way they've been living for the last 5 or 6 years.
There's a term for some athletes, the coaches and the people in the front office use it to describe some players. They'll say, he's a bad actor. They mean his attitude and his off-the-field behavior undercut his value to a team. The bad actors, in Gretzky's eyes, just don't know how good they have it.
For every 100 guys, 98 of them are great people and heading in the right direction and have a great image and do the proper things. And you get one or two guys that aren't bad apples, but just don't know the proper way and what it is to how lucky they should be to be a professional athlete, to make the money they make. They don't understand how lucky they have it.
Gretzky says the bad actors, the ones who wind up in the headlines in connection with drugs or drinking problems, are the ones who've lost sight of their responsibilities as role models for young people.
I'm sure that there's a lot of athletes that that have been said that they've had a drug problem or convicted of selling drugs or, you know, all that whole area, that kids have looked up to and said, geez, this guy's great. And then the next day they read, oh, so-and-so arrested for drug problem.
Well, you get kind of upset and you get down because you've been admiring the athlete, and it's a terrible example, not setting any kind of an example for anyone, and it's just, no, it's terrible.
Not every athlete goes along with the idea that they have a responsibility to people they don't even know just because their physical skills are special and the public pays to see them. Gretzky knows players who don't feel any obligation as models for young people.
And then there's the guy who says, I live my life. I never looked up to anybody when I was a kid. I didn't say I wanted to be so-and-so or so-and-so. I just ended up being this person. And they say, I don't have that responsibility. And I'm not going to make or break a kid's decision, which is not true.
Compare that view with the position taken recently by Kansas City Royals outfielder Willie Wilson. From behind bars, where he's serving a cocaine-related sentence, Wilson reacted to a season-long suspension leveled by baseball commissioner Bowie Kuhn.
If he wants to make me a model, I think a model on baseball, on the baseball field, is fine. As a role model to kids, as a person, as a human being, I only have to be a role model to my kids, and that's the people that I'm supposed to be a role model to. As far as your kids or anybody else's kids, I don't think what I'm going to do, they're going to do, and I don't think I should be anybody's role model. Baseball is my job, and that's something that I do, and I think I do it very well. But I don't have a job being someone's role model.
If there's a difference between the public Wayne Gretzky and the private Wayne Gretzky, you'd be hard-pressed to convince his coach.
Wayne realizes, you know, the impact that he has on people. I mean, he's a true superstar. He's an image for everyone to look up to. And hey, it's not a phony, untrue image where, you know, in the back room he becomes something else. I mean, what you see with him is what you get. He's an honest-to-goodness, terrific guy.
There are plenty of professional athletes who lead by setting a good example, both on the field and off. Just keeping your nose clean and staying out of compromising situations can be difficult enough, although you get the feeling it's a breeze for Gretzky. But he takes things further, the athlete as activist. A couple of years ago, he teamed up with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in a program that brings him to junior high and high school students to discuss drugs and alcohol abuse. At first, he talked with 15 to 18-year-olds, but he found a large portion of the kids in that crowd weren't really listening to him. They'd already made up their minds about the subject, and not even the great one, Wayne Gretzky, was going to change them.
So we went on another program where we talked to kids between the ages of roughly 10 and 14, and I really had the feeling that those kids, you know, were looking up and saying, God, you know, Wayne Gretzky made the NHL, and because of these reasons, then I'm not going to head in that direction. And I really felt satisfied that we hit that age group because I think it really helped.
When he gets together with kids, either at a school assembly or in a more private setting, guess what subject always comes up?
The first question is always, Wayne Gretzky, obviously you've tried drugs, and I can honestly stand there without my nose growing or telling a fib and say, I've never honestly ever tried any kind of a drug except aspirin.
And that just may be the most refreshing thing of all about Wayne Gretzky. He's got no time for hypocrisy.
You know, I could stand up there and lie and say to the kids, no, I've never tried it, but I get such a satisfaction of standing there and saying, no, I've never tried it, and I'm not lying to them, and I can help those kids at the age of 12 and 13, and I feel great about it.